Oh, no, you're going to need somehow to hold that thing vertical. Mine's house bracketed. I've got two of them up against the house, and they're bracketed at, you know, down low, and then they're bracketed just before the peak. And then, you know, they go up from there. And they're still a little, you know, they're not as rigid as you'd think. I got a folded dipole on mine, and, you know, it'll pull it, you know, one way or the other. And it's pretty symmetrical, too, so, you know, I got to really monkey with it so that there's no pulling it one way or the other. You know, the wire itself ends up working kind of as a guy to some degree. But they're not as rigid as you'd think. And if you want that, if you want, you know, a good rigid support that doesn't give a little bit, it doesn't necessarily need support, you're looking at maybe getting a couple of sections of Rhone 25 and, you know, in a base, and then digging the hole and all that. And then you could put, you know, 20-foot of mast out of the top of that. And that's how you're going to get freestanding and up tall enough. But probably not going to do it with these mast freestanding. I'm sure you're not going to do it freestanding. You got to have something to support them.